Welcome to the latest episode of My Opinion. You know, my podcasts were meant to pose a question, discuss some things, offer some answers, and you get, well, my opinion. So, you know, for some time now, I've noticed that drivers are becoming less courteous. They're paying less attention to the road. They've just given up on following the law in general. If you've noticed as much as I have how many people are ignoring the hands-free cell phone laws, it seems as though I notice it more now because it is a law. But if you drive down the street and you look over and the person next to you is on the phone, it seems to happen more and more, again, or we're noticing it more and more. You know, my car has Bluetooth and my phone never leaves my pocket. Yet I still find my attention drifting when I'm on a conversation. But I do consider myself an exceptional driver, and having a serious conversation while driving is just challenging. So I tend to keep my conversations to a minimum. But I've driven down the street or even been sitting at a light and looked next to me, and the person next to me is having a conversation, well, actually a shouting match with whomever's on the other end of the phone. And I guess that's okay because we're stopped at a traffic light. But I can't imagine doing that while driving. How can you be arguing with somebody over whatever and drive at the same time? Just something to think about. And I've noticed that stick that's on the left-hand side of the steering wheel, I guess, has fallen off most cars. Either that or the manufacturers just aren't installing them anymore. That little stick is called, a turn signal. You know, here in California, we've got serious traffic. Bumper-to-bumper traffic is a normal event for us. And, you know, if we're driving down the street and you want in my lane, that little stick is going to tell me that you want in my lane. Just muscling in, thinking I'm going to stop for you and let you in, you're crazy. You want in my lane, use that stick, use that turn signal to let me know you want in my lane, and I'm happy to let you in. A few extra seconds is not going to ruin my day. But damn it, if you sit there and muscle your way in without using a turn signal, I'm likely not to move, and when you do hit my car, you're at fault. It's that simple. And if you're going to make a turn, I mean a literal, I'm turning from street A to street B, that little stick tells the rest of us you're going to do that. So I don't get people that just think, I'm just going to slam on my brakes and make this turn. You don't think the guy behind you is driving 35, 45 miles an hour, and all of a sudden you decided you're making a turn, is not going to hit you. Huh? And the other thing, I've noticed that the speed limit seems to be just a suggestion. Now, I've driven on the Autobahn, and it's a lot of fun. You know, speeding away is not a big deal. But here in the States, we do have a speed law. Most surface streets are 35, 45 miles an hour. But on my morning commute, it's a 3-mile drive from my place to the main interstate in Southern California. Just 3 miles. But I've noticed people driving 15, 20 miles an hour over the speed limit. Now, I guess if you're 15 miles from this freeway, 10 miles from this freeway, driving that fast makes a difference. Well, in that last 2 to 3 miles driving that fast, you're not going to get there any more than 2 minutes sooner. But by driving that fast, you run the risk of a traffic accident. I have watched people pull out in front of me or another driver who is driving 45, 50 miles an hour, literally pull out in front of them. I've seen accidents, and I've seen near misses. So the question is, who's at fault? Is it the driver who's speeding or the guy that pulls out in front of him that causes the accident? I don't know. But, you know, something else that came to mind is a few months back, I was sitting at a traffic light, again on a major street, and my light turned green, and I watched a guy make a right turn onto the street I was driving on. He didn't stop. He ran the red light, and had I not hesitated in proceeding through the intersection, he could have hit me. And guess who was sitting next to me? A sheriff's deputy. Did he pull him over? No. And in the next two blocks, this same driver changed lanes twice. Neither time did he use that little stick on the left side of the steering wheel. Did he get pulled over? No. So we're driving down the street. He's in my lane, second lane from the curb. We're approaching the next intersection. Light's green. And he decides, no, I want to turn right onto the street. Well, light turns caution. I slow down to stop. He makes the right turn again on a red light, not from the right-hand turn lane, but from a lane to the left of that lane. It's a legal lane change, illegal turn, period. Did the sheriff's deputy pull him over? No. Because guess what? Sitting in the left-hand turn lane to turn left onto the street we were on sat a souped-up Honda Civic. You know, the one the kids drive. And it's dusk. Most of us have our headlights on, as do this driver. But he had a burned-out headlight, so he only had one. And guess what? He got pulled over. In California, a burned-out headlight is a fix-it ticket. But he's the one that got pulled over. Not the driver that ran the red light, changed lanes frequently without the use of his turn signal, and made a right-hand turn from the wrong lane. That's four moving violations. That's 2 points, 3 points on your driver's record, which means your insurance goes through the roof. And he doesn't get pulled over. So, in my opinion, why do we even have traffic laws? Law enforcement isn't enforcing them. It seems to be whatever they're in the mood for. So, wouldn't it just be better for us not to go to the DMV, not to study the driver's book, not to take a multiple choice test, but just get our driver's license in the mail? But wait a minute, we don't need a driver's license if there are no traffic laws. It's a catch-22, I guess. But we do want car insurance, though. We want that because there's still going to be accidents and we want someone to pay for them other than us, right? So what do you think? Thanks for listening.